that I have to talk with him. I have to communicate with him. Praise God, I believe if I walked out of my house and not say something to my God, praise God, just thank him for watching over me all night long.
Yes, sir.
Just thank him for touching me.
Yes.
Praise God, with his finger of love.
Yes.
And allowing me to see a brand new day.
Yes.
Praise God, I don't know if my day could go good. In fact, I...
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Until
redeeming.
God with the CA.
You are tuned into the spiritual
warfare.
An in-depth.
But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you.
Jesus,
Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what
as evangelist Ronnie Bell takes you further.
You were born in a manger.
We were talking about living the way God would have this church to live. We know our subject is the church must arise. You know, we have a lot of the word. We have a lot of the word, and that's good. But we have no real substance, and that's true. Behind that word. And how many know that this is a vulnerable position for the church to be in? We are a church of power, of great power. God has given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And if we're going to get to that, we're going to have to walk in the Spirit. And we was reading Romans 8, and we stopped somewhere. We stop somewhere around the third or fourth verse, somewhere like that. And it says, we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So see, it's a contrast. It's a great big difference in how we're supposed to be walking. Now, if we're living by those rules and those laws that Moses gave us, that's we're going to be walking more in the flesh, because the flesh was weak, and that word was weak, and so people couldn't walk in those laws. They couldn't walk those laws because it was too hard for them. But God sent Jesus, which is mercy and love and kindness, and he sent faith. He sent all of these things to us so that we'll be able to walk. Jesus represented all that. Grace and mercy came through Jesus Christ. Faith came through Jesus Christ. So this is how we get to walk, you know, after the Spirit. You know, Jesus is Spirit. The Word of God, he says, I think it's in John, the sixth chapter, and maybe the 63rd verse. He said, God said his word is spirit and it's life. So when we say walk in the Spirit, we're not out there talking about, no, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the Spirit of the living God. The Word of God is his Spirit and it is his truth. So when we're walking after that, this is what Paul said. So we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You know, this is what we have to walk. We have to walk in the Spirit of God. And we know that the Spirit of God is the Word of God. You know, they walk not after the flesh. Because if you're walking after the flesh, the Bible says you do mind the things of the flesh. You know, but you can't walk after the flesh. But they that walk after the Spirit, they mind the things of the Spirit. And how many know that's love and joy and peace and long-suffering and treating one another with respect and love and kindness and living according to the word of God, being obedient to God? This is the spirit. For if we be carnal-minded, Paul say, that's death. But if we be spiritually minded, it is life and peace. So saints of God, can you see the contrast? Can you see the contrast between how we're supposed to be living? We are supposed to be living according to the word of God. We're supposed to keep this word in us. We're supposed to live this word. We're supposed to do this word. We can't just sit back and say, well, okay, we're just going to read and we're going to study. No, we're just going to read. Mm-mm. We can't do that. God has made us to do some supernatural things. And you know, the purpose of the church is to be God's hands, his feet, his mouthpiece here on this earth. This is what we're supposed to do. You know, we have been given this the power to heal the sick, to tread on serpents and scorpions, you know, to raise the dead, to heal the brokenhearted, to open the deaf ears. This is the works that we've been called to do, saints. How many know you have to do these works in order for the word of God to be fully fulfilled according to Jesus and how he left it with his disciples to continue on and get this straight? We are disciples also, and this is still our work. Just like they had to do it, we have to do it. You know, to open the blinded eyes. This is our work. To preach the gospel to the poor. To preach deliverance to captives. You know, recovering of sight to the blind. To bring at liberty them that are bruised. You know, you're bruised. Remember how the scripture said Jesus was bruised? They spat on him. They hit him in his face. They took the cat of nine tails and beat him across his back. And the blood came out. This is wounds. This is wounds. This is what we have to do. Bring at liberty them that are bruised. They're bruised by Satan. You know, people in the hospital with sicknesses and diseases, those are bruises. You know, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. This is what we're supposed to do, saints. You know, this is our job. We have been anointed to do this work by God. We've been anointed and we have been appointed to do this work. You know, this is where the church have to get to, in a position and a place that God has placed us in. You know, we must develop our faith according to the word of God. We have faith moves mountains, but we can't move nothing if our faith is not developed. You know, we can't move nothing if our faith all we want. How many know we got to exercise our faith? We have to put it to work in the word. We have to act on this faith. If God said heal the sick, okay, go out there and start laying hands on the sick. Go out there and start casting out those demons and devils. Go out there and do the work of the word of God. What demons and devils has got to run? They got to run in peril because this is our job. This is our assignment. But how many know we can't do it if we're living in the flesh? We have to live in the spirit. You know, we in the weakness of our flesh, we're unable to follow what God has told us to do. We're not able to do it. If we're in this flesh, we're unable to do the things that God has called us to do. But how many know that the law, we were unable to follow these laws because we was in the flesh? How many know that once you get in God, once you get in Christ, that I heard somebody say, once you get in Christ, you know, that we're no longer dead in the flesh. You know, he died for our sins. He overcame death, you know, and was resurrected. So the church wouldn't have to die. Jesus died. So, you know, God has placed us in a wonderful, wonderful position. He has placed us there. You know, we don't have to die for no sin because Jesus already died for it. You know, He died so that we didn't have to. He gave his life so that we didn't have to. And then he was risen again. You know, and he was risen again in a new spirit. You know, we follow that Holy Spirit. If we hear and obey the Spirit, we will be in God's will. We don't have to worry about the law. God has already taken care of that. We don't have to worry about the law. God has made us free from the law of sin and death, and he has placed us in the kingdom of his dear son. Now, our responsibilities in order to get ourselves out of this place that we're in, where we cannot minister, we cannot do the works that God has called us to do. We're going to have to get ourselves in the Word of God. We're going to have to get ourselves in faith. If we want to practice the Word, we got to practice this Word of God. This is when we begin to develop our faith, we begin to practice the Word of God. You know, this is going to build our faith. The more we practice using the Word, practice laying hands on the sick, practice raising the dead, even if it's somebody in another place, it could be in another city, another town, and you just say, Lord, I believe in the name of Jesus, this person is going to rise from the dead because you said we have power to raise the dead. Just like Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, we raise him up also. Look, that's practice. You know, you don't have to go to the mortuary and start trying to raise up every dead person. Just start talking where you are. And the more you talk, the more your faith is going to come for that particular thing that you're trying to do. You know, we got to practice what we're preaching. You know, we got to act on what we're hearing and what we're reading. We got to act on being kind and act on being gentle. Don't just say, okay, be kind and be gentle. Everybody knows those scriptures. But how many knows that when that wicked boss is coming up before you and saying everything to you and you want to tell him something back, that's when we have to exercise and act on the Word of God. He told us, you know, be angry, but sin not. So don't cuss him out. We have to be angry, but he told us not to sin. You know, so we got to work the Word. We got to make sure that we're working the Word and demonstrating that Word. You know, if God said lay hands on the sick and they recover, then you lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Because guess what? You're not doing that work. God is doing that work. You know, we're to become the church of the living God. That's what we're to be. We know that in the book of Corinthians, the Bible says that the letter killeth, but the Spirit makes alive. So this is another reason why, saints of God, we have to get in the Spirit. It's found in 2 Corinthians 3, and I'm going to read verse 6. It says, who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. See, saints, we can read the Bible all we want to. We can pray it, we can sing it. But God has made us able ministers of the Word of God, of the New Testament. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit makes alive. See, the Spirit of the Word of God makes us alive, saints. It's the Word of God is Spirit and it's life. So you're just not looking to just get just the letter. You're looking to get the Spirit of the letter inside of you. The life of the Word of God has to come inside of you. And the only way you're going to do that, saints, is you're going to have to get in the Word of God. You got to get on your knees and pray before God. And Romans 7 and 6, it says, but now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were healed, we was not healed in that letter of the law.